Show and tell. Fall. Fall is here, a beautiful season. God surely made it for a reason. In November, there's Thanksgiving. Thank our God that we are living. Let's be thankful on this day. Thank thee, God, we should say. The reds of fall will turn to brown. All the leaves will then fall down. Then winter will come with its snow. Another season God made, you know. Rachel Ann, age 11, Virginia.
I drew this picture during the April 2011 General Conference while listening to Elder Richard G. Scott. I liked a story about holding his little boy during the night. Oakley R., age 9, Idaho.
I watched General Conference in April 2011 and drew a picture of each speaker. I colored their ties. Katie S., age 5, Utah.
In the April 2011 General Conference, Elder David A. Bednar talked about Revelation. I drew this picture because he said sometimes Revelation is like a sunrise. Reagan L., age 9, Ohio.
Daniela L. and Scarlett, Madeline and Stella N., ages 10, 9, 8, 7, California, visited the San Diego Temple grounds and enjoyed meeting the senior missionary who showed them pictures of the inside of the temple. They also visited the Mormon Battalion Historic Site. It was a special day, and their testimonies were strengthened.
Caden B., age 7, Washington, memorized all 13 articles of faith last year. He likes to read and play sports. His family is reading the Book of Mormon, and he enjoys family home evening. He's looking forward to being baptized.
My Nana is also my primary president. She came on New Year's Eve to celebrate with my family and help me complete my goals for faith in God because I turn 12 soon. I'm thankful for her and my parents and for the Faith in God program. It has helped me prepare for young women, memorize the articles of faith, and perform service that makes me feel good. Zoe J., age 11, South Carolina.
Soon after we moved to India, a boy began bullying us. We were around him a lot because we lived in the same neighborhood, rode the same bus to school, and played on the same soccer team. We know that Jesus taught us to love our enemies and pray for people who are not kind to us. For many weeks, we tried to be nice to the bully, and we prayed that he would be our friend. We asked him to be our friend one time, and he finally said yes. After that, we had fun playing together. Spencer and Zachary W., ages 9 and 7, India.
During General Conference, I drew pictures of some of the different things mentioned. Abe T., age 10, Utah.
I'm going to be turning 12 soon. My parents encouraged me to not only learn about the Aaronic priesthood, but to also read my scriptures every day so my testimony will grow. When I read the scriptures and pray, I feel good inside and know I am making a good choice. I know that if you read the scriptures and say daily prayers, your testimony can grow too. Braden L., age 11, Nevada.
My friend invited me to a birthday party during the Saturday morning session of General Conference. It was really hard to choose whether to listen to General Conference or go to the party. I had a feeling I should listen to Conference, so I did. It's a good thing I did, because I had to give a talk in our primary program on what President Monson said in Conference. Since I had decided to listen to Conference, I was able to hear the prophet so I could do my talk. Katie J., age 9, Utah.
Logan, Vaughn, Royce, and Sawyer P., ages 11, 9, 7, and 4, Tennessee, enjoy designing their family's Halloween costumes. They like working together to pick a theme. The boys also enjoy scouts, piano, band, riding bikes, and playing games.
End of the article, Show and Tell.